Hi, welcome to another Who Are We interview. Through this discussion, you will hear from Nicholas, the founder of Chatlin, about their solution, geographical focus, typical client profile, and the backstory to their formation. We hear his views on how an efficient modern communication approach can positively impact bookings, and we also hear a real customer example where the reality was very different to the hotel's original perception. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Hey, Nicholas, thanks for joining us today. But first and foremost, thank you to Chatlin for coming on board as an expert partner. Really appreciate it. Really looking forward to working with you guys. And you bring a different piece of technology to our expert partner stable. So very interested working with you over the next 12 months to see how we can bring to light what you guys do, how you can benefit our community of hoteliers. So this conversation, these Who Are We conversations, gives us a great starting point to get a flavor, set the scene, who you guys are, what you're all about. I guess first thing to do is probably to get you to introduce yourself so at least people know who they're listening to and who they're watching. So over to you.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me today. Thanks for having us as a partner for Revenue Hub. And I'm really looking forward together with my team to contribute and get some insights and notable action plans for future developments in revenue operations and many more other things in the hospitality industry. So yes, my name is Nick Forster. I'm a founder of Chatlin.com. And yes, I am doing this right now actually for about 1.5 years. So we started to set up the whole software pretty much 1.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But this idea was in my mind since before COVID even.
Okay.
So through my experiences while traveling, I came across the idea of Chatlin.com and here I am.
So where are you based geographically focused? Where are you based?
Yes.
How big are you as a company at the moment? I mean, you've only been going, as you say, not very long. So,
we're based in Vienna, Austria. Mm-hmm. We are currently about 30 people, but we are having offices. We have an office in Germany. We have another office that will be opened now in 2 days in Dubai.
Oh, congratulations.
While ATM, so we're having an office there as well with two employees, which are moving actually from Vienna to Dubai. it's because we have quite a nice growth in the Middle Eastern area, and I think the Dubai area is if you know the landscape and the network,
it's know it well,
pretty
yeah.
much an absolutely interesting and astonishing what they are doing there. So yes, this is currently our footprint in terms of geographically site.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, because obviously, I mean, you've mentioned there, obviously your time in travel spurred the idea around Chatlin, and we'll talk around a little bit about the backstory in a moment. You mentioned there, obviously, where you're based and where you're expanding to. So hotels is your main, hotels are your core target audience. Is that correct?
Basically, we target especially the tourism area. So okay. Yes, of course, our main audience is the hospitality industry, especially mm-hmm. hoteliers. Mm-hmm. But we also do cater to transportation, travel agencies, tour operators,
okay.
Regions that use our solutions. When I'm talking about transportation, it's railway mm-hmm. and it's airlines. So everything which is about traveling is something we can handle. But most of all, it's hotels.
Okay. So if we focus on the hotels for the moment, as that's like our core audience, do you find there's a typical profile? I mean, I know you'll obviously engage in business with anybody, but do you find that there's a typical profile of hotel, whether it be city, resort, size of property, branded, you know, anything like that, or is it no, anybody and anybody?
So, I mean, maybe to take a step back and to understand what we are doing, because it's also quite interesting. First of all, I mean, Chatlin comes with it. So we do a lot about communication. And what we are actually doing is we are helping our customers with guest communication. Mm-hmm. Most of all, we deliver them a solution to obtain an overview, to be quick and fast in replying when, of course, using, for example, WhatsApp.
Yep.
So this is all about instant messaging communication brought to you in a management overview in a manageable software landscape that helps you and your team to respond quick and to get ahead of all the requests coming in. Mm-hmm. No matter if it's before booking, before travel, during stay or post stay, we cater all of these phases. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are looking into. So the projects are different, and that means that, of course, the landscape regarding hotels is actually quite bright. So from the typical beach resorts, summer resorts, sun destinations, to skiing resorts and city apartments or city short-term rentals or city hotels, we do cater to all of them. If I would start with use cases, I think I won't be finished before today afternoon. So, but imagine you connect our service to your property management system, and that takes not much time, about I would say 1 to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And from there onwards, your complete guest communication can be automated and within AI enhanced. So it's not only opening up new channels, new communication channels for the hoteliers, to give their audience, their guests, a better way to reach out, because the guests love to stay where they've always been. And that's most of all in Europe, WhatsApp. So this is definitely a nice topic for them here. And some of them say, okay, that's more tasks for me. But on the other hand side, we're delivering them also an AI solution that takes over, I would say, more than 90% of all requests. So this is basically a plug and play solution that increases revenue, satisfaction, guest satisfaction, and time spent in answering all your guest requests.
Very good. And I guess as we all know, guest satisfaction, guest experience are all critical factors, leads to hotel reputation, leads to stronger reviews, leads to increased demand. I mean, the impact of getting it wrong is far more evident than doing it right.
definitely. I mean, bottom line is hoteliers typically search for something that increases their revenue immediately, especially mm-hmm. their first booking revenue. Mm-hmm. But I think you need to take a step back and see the whole business, because the booking is one side. Of course, it makes up maybe 90%, let's say 80% of the whole revenue spend. But in the end, if your customers are loving it, if your guests are happy staying with you, if they are satisfied, they will spend even more.
Yep.
And if you know how to target them on the right time, on the right channel, then of course you can sell more. So this is basically something you see not immediately up front, but if you put that into the right spots, for example, also before booking, for example, we see when they integrate our solution on their website via WhatsApp or even Telegram or Facebook Messenger, you mm-hmm. name it. So we can connect all of these channels. In Vienna, for example, the South Korean tourists are coming back like crazy.
Yep.
What are hotels requesting? Kakao Talk. I mean, nobody heard about Kakao Talk, but yes, it's 99% users of Kakao Talk in South Korea. So the penetration rate is that crazy. So we deliver these solutions to our customers, And we see that over 30% of direct bookings from the website go through our services there if you connect it directly, like a WhatsApp bubble or something. Just to give you some impressions
In
here.
idea. Yeah, very much so. And in terms of currently, and I want to get into how the idea came about. So that's where we'll pivot to in a moment. But just to kind of set the scene at the moment, looking at your hotelier geographical focus, is it I mean, you've mentioned obviously you're opening the new office in Dubai. Is it predominantly Europe, Middle East is where you exist and where your focus has been historically, but then plan to grow beyond that? What's the geographical reach and focus?
I mean, it came with it pretty fast. So we started sales about 1 year ago.
Right.
And currently we count about 300 properties in 30 countries.
Wow, okay.
Yes, I know how to do sales. It's not my first time. So with my former company, I've been also quite active in the hospitality industry. But anyway, we took the chance and put it globally, because in the end, if you're attending trade shows, et cetera, you see the world. So yes, we have 300 properties in 30 countries, and it reaches from North America over Iceland to UK, Ireland, Europe, of course, Austria, Germany, Czech Republic, Spain, France, you name it, to Turkey, Greece, the Mediterranean, and of course then Middle East. So and over the Middle East it goes further. So we have hotel chains in Thailand already. We have in Bali nice customers. So Sri Lanka, we have a property, or actually two properties there. So it's funny to see all these, if you know these Google graphics, whenever you look up analytics, it's funny to see where it
Where it
pops
comes
up,
from.
where the users pop up. So currently it's kind of worldwide. Of course, when I look into the metrics, I see Europe and the Middle East currently on top of that. Of course, Europe, of course, is definitely our main approach, our main target market. But we are, as I said before, we're rolling out globally, and I'm definitely looking into more areas, especially the Americas,
Yeah, that makes
within the
sense.
next couple of months.
Okay, let's talk then. So where did Chatlin come from? What was the light bulb moment? What created it? I'll leave it there and just wait to hear what you say.
So I mean, actually it all began before COVID actually already. And I was still working with my first company, which I sold in 2017. But I was traveling quite a lot, and because out of comfort, I always loved to use WhatsApp and Instagram and so on, all these communication channels I'm also using every day to communicate with everything regarding my travel plans. So in the beginning, it was quite a hassle to get in touch with the travel agency. They were only able to get contacted via phone or via email. Back in the days, when you've been on the Maldives or somewhere else, it was expensive. I don't want it to write email. So this is definitely not the nice part of being on holiday. But I pretty soon realized that hotels especially and local tour operators, et cetera, started using WhatsApp and of course Instagram. So you came across a nice hotel via Instagram and you write them, and most of them don't reply you in time, but some of them were quite quick, quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if they have been fast and replied to me fast enough, then they closed the deal via Instagram.
Yep.
So I can remember my first Instagram booking was in Bali, or like an island next to Bali, and that was a nice, it was a pretty perfect experience. I loved it. I saw nice pictures of the hotel. I told them I want exactly this room, and here we go. So this was the experience I made there. And as well, when it got to concierge services or any other services from hotels, and they gave you their private WhatsApp numbers, it made you feel special. Second, you got your things, and you had it on an application that you're used to use.
Yeah.
I hated to download some apps and then write
app.
Through
yeah,
these chats, and these chat experiences were so awful, and WhatsApp was just there. For example, I mean, of course, Facebook Messenger and Instagram as well. But this was my experience back in the days. But most of them were not capable of handling all my requests fast enough.
Okay.
Even today. And this was the reason where I came to the conclusion you need to create a management platform for hoteliers to manage all of these requests from state-of-the-art channels, from the channels where your customers are at. And I mean, it's changing. The users are changing, your guests are changing. Now we're talking about WhatsApp, but I think in 5 to 10 years we're potentially
else.
Talking about TikTok. So
yep. Well, unless it gets banned,
this is where your audience is.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is where I came across the idea. I saw when you ordered room service, for example, and you got the reply back a day later.
Yeah,
that was an issue.
Yeah.
People are having their days off, so their private phone won't be handed over. Back in the days, you were also only able to have WhatsApp on one phone installed with this phone number. But now, with all the possibilities that are available, you can handle this as a team. No requests will be kind of flown away or not seen. It will be seen, of course, because everybody in the hotel has an access to these requests, and that's where we are putting up our solution.
That makes a lot of sense. You touched on it in one of your earlier answers, so I'm probably asking you to repeat yourself a little bit, but
don't worry.
In a kind of a concentrated form, what
I like to talk.
You're dealing with a hotelier. They kind of take that initial engagement. They feel, okay, there's something here to explore. And they have an idea in their head of what they're going to gain by engaging Chatlin and bring it into their organization. Once they've actually had it for a while and are up to speed, what are the things that they maybe notice, or what are the gains that they get that they couldn't have envisaged, that weren't quite so obvious from the start?
So one of my favorite customers, a Viennese one, who pretty soon rolled out lots of nice automation features with us, because we're delivering you several solutions. It's an omnichannel inbox, connect all the inboxes. It's an automation platform where you can say send a confirmation email, upgrade offers, transportation offers, additional services, concierge services, etc., automatically connected to your PMS. And then there is our newsletter system and as well our AI chatbot solution. But this customer especially, he rolled out pretty soon nearly all of our features.
Okay.
And he had actually 12 persons in guest relations in kind of a service center, 24/7.
Wow.
And when he started to connect our services, it was crazy. Like, we got so many messages, and he was first of all impressed by how many messages they needed to handle. So before that, they were only doing it with their email account, with the Gmail account, which they shared with another. And they were doing it with some phones, with their accounts on booking.com and as well on Airbnb, but they never had one number.
I've got you.
So when they started using us, they saw that they were handling about 25,000 conversations per month.
Wow.
And like 24/7, this was crazy. I mean, potentially 50% were just like confirmation emails from booking.com, but in the end, it's still so crazy.
Yeah.
So this is something that really impressed me as well as our customers, or as the hotelier, because he was first time ever able to see how many requests they were handling.
Mm-hmm.
And second, they were really able to really engage and have an overview of all the requests and close them as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So alone setting up our system, which is kind of based like or set up like a help desk service software solution focused on instant messaging, they were really able to take care all of these shifts and handovers and to decrease the response time.
Mm-hmm.
So they started in having a response time, I would say, about 2 days,
right?
In general,
yep.
And it got down to I think two hours 47 minutes, something like that.
Wow, that's a big difference.
That's only when we're looking into like doing. Doing request handling professionally, to improve this topic from doing it somehow. And nowadays, I would say 90% of hotels or 95% of hotels are doing it like this. There is no structure, there is no software, there is no management of it.
Yeah,
they're doing now everything. There's so much software in hospitality. And I would say what I saw as well is that I think it's like one of the industries where which is so much digitalized. That's kind of a non-compete there. This is crazy how much software in hospitality is. And in the end, they use software to say, okay, it's nice to have a software solution that we can send back lost items. Wow, mm-hmm. great. But what about the 10,000 requests you're handling up front?
Yeah, how about the actual customer and communicating with them?
Here is the problem, but you don't see that, and there lies money in it. There is a lot of money in it, and if you're not getting ahead of this, you lose a lot of money.
Yeah,
and this is basically one of the most impressive numbers we can see here. On the other hand side, they started using automations, which means they started sending out informations about the hotel rooms, about hotel services, about how to get there, about transportation, etc. And they were able to, in the same time, of course, decrease the number, the response time, but also increase or kind of decrease the requests that were mm-hmm. coming in.
Because they'd already be sharing more information.
They saw about 30% less conversations while mm-hmm. having more bookings
mm-hmm.
Because the automations were set up pretty nicely. So you can really build, you could actually automate everything with us and connect different services. So this is pretty nice with our solution. So for example, if you request an invoice via WhatsApp, it comes back with, if you already registered, if the number is already registered with the PMS, the system sends you back the invoice via WhatsApp. You can also order it via email, for example, and it mm-hmm. will tell the PMS to send it via email once again. So this is kind of, automation is not about when to send a message, but also how systems communicate with each other. So just to give you some examples here, we tried to automate all of these processes, which are automizable.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Very good examples. And what's the, I mean, without naming particular competitions, what is your space, so to speak, like, you know, for people bringing this technology to the hospitality hotel? And I guess in a way, it's useful to know where the how it's evolved. But then I guess yes. to the second part of that, how you feel you differentiate yourself from others that are playing in that space.
Of course. So maybe to just give you an overview. So we see most of the conversation still is with email. Mm-hmm. It was phone and email since ages, I would say. The last 20 years, it was phone and email. Then suddenly, as I said before, I think around 16, 17, 18 onwards, or even earlier, social media and instant messaging popped up. Mm-hmm. And it was growing like crazy. Services, etc. SMS, I can remember, I've been to the United States in 2015, mm-hmm. receiving SMS to where I got a voucher to buy my nice baseball cap from the resort. So yes, that's actually where it started from. Mm-hmm. And then there was a time that the chatbot hype, the first chatbot yep. hype, which took place in about 2017, where then you some specialized companies entered the market as well for the hospitality industry with chatbots. But I mean, really being honest, none of these chatbots ever made it to my top favorite solutions. I never used it because in the end it was not a very satisfying moment for me. Mm-hmm. And so two things came together. First of all, instant messaging was kind of pretty much there, especially now since COVID. So for example, WhatsApp. And then there is this chatbot area, and this chatbot area evolved as well. So back in the days, you needed to train the system quite a long time. You were only able to answer 100 to 200 questions, if ever.
Yeah.
Maybe even less. So then OpenAI, the LLM models came up in the last 2 years. And I think it turned the whole business upside down because mm-hmm. the technology they created 2016, 2017 is, in my opinion, worthless.
Yeah.
You can throw it into the bin. This is really worthless. No. Look up very nice hotel in Austria. Maybe you heard about Sacher Cake, then you can look up the website. They have one of these old chatbot solutions, and then ask for, and they are selling Sacher Cake worldwide.
Right.
Maybe you heard about it, but the Sacher Cake is a famous thing from Vienna, from Austria. But if you ask the chatbot, what is a Sacher Cake? Or if you ask, can I have a Sacher Cake at the hotel, or can I reserve a table at your mm-hmm. coffee shop, it will still give you the booking interface to book a room. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? This is 2024. Yeah. We're talking about OpenAI, and they have such a nice solution in place where I say, come on, guys, they just integrated it 1 year ago. No, this is not a solution. This is a situation that needs to be resolved here.
Yeah.
And there's so many. So basically, we compete on the one hand side with these old chatbot companies, mm-hmm. Which are trying to integrate their OpenAI models as well, but they still depend on their hotel focused background. So if you ask something more than booking a room, then it will be more difficult, of course.
Sure.
And on the other hand side, we are coming from this automation marketing and messaging journey side. So we combine all of these things in one, and especially in the hotelier area, where I would say the chatbot companies are the ones that we are currently replacing. It's mm-hmm. still, of course, a learning curve, but we're replacing them. While on the other hand side, of course, I see omnichannel software solutions out there, but there is no focus for hospitality currently.
Yeah.
So they do it for every single company, especially I would say for e-commerce. This is not our main target. Our main target is to help out all tourist-focused companies to connect services there, to see guest data immediately when a guest approaches you through these channels. And I think this is where we are having our focus, and that's why we are growing that much.
Makes a lot of sense. I think it poses a lot of ideas when I come off of this conversation to think about how we can bring some of those experiences and case studies to life. And I know I've already spoken to your part of your team already to look at doing what we call a demo time, where actually we'll look at a particular problem a hotelier's face. And you've just indicated a few of them there. And then we look and we actually kind of go under the hood a little bit and show the product and show how it can solve the problem. So we look forward to bringing that to life. I mean, for now, this is just a very short intro, you know, set the scene before we bring some more stuff later down the line. So I've covered all the questions I wanted to. Any final thoughts, comments, things I haven't asked you that you would like to mention before we finish?
Famous last words. Sign up with chatlay.com. No. Maybe that's a good one, because I know the software industry now since 2011, so actually more than 10 years, 13 years already, crazy. And I've been, back in the days, I've been one of the first, I would say, pioneers in cloud software, so selling my solution to big companies, and cloud was at that time kind of a devil. So, and now seeing different industries evolving over time, and especially COVID changed a lot. What impresses me quite, and this is something I really want to share with your audience as well, is that especially in the hospitality industry, in the hotel industry, you guys are, you took a step back, and I think there is a lot of software fraud out there where hoteliers really say, we need to look into that more clearly, more precisely. Because there is, like, you can now automize nearly everything, as I said before, even if you lost something. but this is something where I say you need to really differentiate your key value drivers and find out where you place the right software in. And hospitality is all about communication. And the most important thing is really to see how is a company going, how is the system looking, how is it set up, and then go ahead.
Good message to leave it on. Really appreciate your time. Conscious that this is what we do, not what you do. So I don't want to hold you up any longer and keep you from what you need to do. But again, just to reiterate, delighted to have Chatlin join us as an expert partner. Really appreciate you joining us for the Who Are We discussion, and look forward to working with you guys in the future and coming up with some other content. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Trevor. Thanks for your time. You too.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Nicholas for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time. Thanks for listening.